KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light rain, and it's 40 degrees. We look for light rain today with a high around 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. So far, just under 6/10 of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic as of 7 a.m., 57 one-hundredths of an inch, to be exact. In the news, the Page County Sheriff's Office says a woman from Coin reported on Monday that sometime between early Sunday morning and Monday midday, someone had stolen her vehicle that was parked outside of her residence. The missing vehicle is a red 2001 Pontiac Grand Am four-door with Iowa license plates FJP800. If you have any information about the incident or the location of the vehicle, contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-246-5193 or your local law enforcement agency. Three people, including two from Nebraska and one from Iowa, were arrested Sunday at around 2:40 a.m. following a pursuit in Pottawatomie County. The sheriff's office's deputy on uniform patrol saw a black Buick Lucerne with Wisconsin license plates turn off Pioneer Trail on the Bluebird Lane and pull into a driveway. The deputy waited for the vehicle to leave before following it east on Pioneer Trail, where it suddenly turned onto 220th Street and made quick accelerating turns onto Wildflower Avenue, Green Valley Avenue, and Chestnut Road. When the vehicle turned west on Pioneer, a traffic stop was attempted. The pursuit ensued, which ended with the vehicle leaving the road at Highway 370 off-ramp and Interstate 29. The vehicle was later determined to have been stolen at around 12:50 a.m. from the Motel 6 parking lot in Council Bluffs. A laptop computer valued at $700 was recovered from inside the vehicle. Taken into custody was 21-year-old Jennifer Kayla Palmisano of Papillion, Nebraska, 22-year-old Michael Aaron Wisenand of Omaha, and 20-year-old Amanda Dawn Kessler of Atlantic. Kessler, who suffered a minor injury during the incident, was charged with theft in the third degree. Palmisano was charged with the looting and theft in the second degree. Wisenand was charged with theft in the third degree, and both Wisenand and Kessler were determined to have been under the influence at the time of their arrest. All three suspects face charges of possession of drug paraphernalia and interference with official acts. Palmisano was also charged with being a fugitive from justice, as she had felony warrants for her arrest out of Sarpy County, Nebraska. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater said yesterday a Cass County man had been arrested on drug and other charges on October 3rd following a traffic stop in Bridgewater. 35-year-old Brian Iltz of Messina was charged with driving while barred, possessing drug paraphernalia, two meth pipes, and two counts of possession of a controlled substance, meth and marijuana, third or subsequent offense. Iltz was also cited for fraudulent use of registration and operating a vehicle without registration card or plate. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $10,000 bond. The sheriff reports 31-year-old John Lyle Van Scoy of Bridgewater was arrested October 5th for eluding 25 miles over the limit and driving while barred. And on a September 6th, the Dare County warrant for eluding, driving while barred, and for three counts of failure to obey a stop and yield a right-of-way sign. Van Scoy was being held without bond in the Dare County Jail on the warrant. Bond on the other offenses was set at $4,000. And 45-year-old Curtis Paul Hoke of Adair was arrested Sunday night in Adair for driving while license denied or revoked for OWI. He was released from custody the following day on $1,000 bond. In other news from the Adair County Sheriff's Office, 32-year-old Elizabeth Renee Clayton of Lenox was cited for driving under suspension October 4th in Bridgewater, and 59-year-old Christopher Sanger of Ankeny was cited in Greenfield for driving while barred and possession of drug paraphernalia, that being marijuana and meth smoking devices. Sanger and Clayton were issued their citations and then released from the scene of their infractions. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports the arrest on Sunday of 36-year-old Tanya Lee Snyder of Audubon. Snyder was arrested for disorderly conduct and public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. She was transported to the Audubon County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Ronald Charles Keating, age 86, of Stewart and formerly of Casey, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ronald Keating will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Veronica Kesting, age 93, of Sulphur Springs, Texas, and formerly of Algona, died Saturday. Graveside services for Veronica Kesting will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Cemetery in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Joseph Reinig, age 93, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Reinig will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sharon Mays Huddleston, age 69 of Stewart and formerly of Adair, died September 17th at Caring Acres in Anita. Celebration of life service for Sharon Huddleston will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the Anita Methodist Church. Norma Huff, age 87 of Greenfield, died September 28th at the Greenfield Nursing and Rehab Center. Celebration of life services for Norma Huff will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Richard Dick Hull, age 88 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life service for Richard Hull will be held, at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. D. Alberta Lees, age 96 of Anita, died Sunday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Alberta Lees are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. And Roger W. Nelson, age 79 of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Roger Nelson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.